This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Born March 15th, our next guest is a retired cold case investigator for the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office in California, whose work helped finally catch the Golden State Killer in 2018. He's gone on to co-host the podcast, The Murder Squad, as well as hosting the Oxygen series, The DNA of Murder. And today he's here to talk about the new app for fans of true crime, Crime Door. Please welcome, Paul Holes.
Hey Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You tell me about this. When you helped grab D'Angelo at 72 years old, what was the last murder that he at least admitted to committing? How many years was it between?
Well, the last one that we know of, you know, it was all the way back in 1986. 19-year-old Janelle Cruz down in Irvine, California. He bludgeoned to death in her bed. You know, so we don't know if he's done anything since then. Though, you know, there's speculation that it's possible.
He taunted the victims and the police, obscene phone calls, and like he wanted to get caught. I remember reading about this case. This is a guy who, I mean, he was terrorizing, and then he was dead. And they've never connected anything else to it. How does a guy do that? Do you have a theory on that?
Yeah, you know. First, he's somebody who never wanted to get caught. Even though he is calling up his victims, he loved creating fear. That's what he was getting off on. And so, whether he's taunting the law enforcement or calling the victims, he did it in a way to avoid capture. It's all about self-preservation. Now, why did he do this? You know, that's the million-dollar question. He was a cop. I mean, as a college kid, he studied criminal justice. He was a police intern. Then he became a police officer. And yet, he's one of the worst serial predators that I've ever, in a case, been involved with.
Now, was he a police officer when he was murdering?
Actually, well, yes. I mean, he committed several homicides while he was a police officer. Down in Visalia, he killed Claude Snelling, a professor at the local college, who was coming out of his house to rescue his daughter, who D'Angelo was pulling out of the house, abducting. And he shot and killed Claude Snelling. And then up in Sacramento, as an Auburn police officer, he killed Brian and Katie Maggiore. But once he gets fired as an officer, that's when he goes on his killing spree as the original Night Stalker down in Southern California. So something really just touched him off, and he went from being the serial rapist who would kill in self-defense to becoming a serial killer who entered a house with the intent to bludgeon his victims to death.
It's so crazy that he could theoretically go dormant somehow, some way. And then later, this DNA test shows up, and this is what links him.
Well, and that was his big downfall. I mean, he did everything he could to prevent himself from being caught. But back in the 1970s and the early 1980s, you know, he didn't know anything about DNA. So he was leaving his DNA at all these homicide scenes. And we had used all the different types of DNA technologies to try to identify him. And then myself, you know, partnered with FBI Steve Kramer and a genetic genealogist, Barbara Ray Venter, came up with the concept of using this investigative genetic genealogy and identified some distant family members. And we were able to triangulate back using genealogy.
That's great.
To ultimately find D'Angelo.
And this takes us to this, and we do find this fascinating, right? Like, as a society, as awful as it is and as terrible as it is, we have this you know, macabre fascination with it. And this Crime Door immersive true crime experiences app is pretty interesting. So it's this augmented reality app where you can walk into virtual crime scenes and take a look for yourself.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Crime Door is sort of a one-stop shop for a case. You know, so there's researchers and journalists that have been hired to, you know, scan all this content, podcasts and shows, and find the quality material and put, you know, access to that material within the app. And then the augmented reality is the game changer. When the developer, Neil Mant, initially showed that to me, it was like, I was blown away. Because as a cold case investigator, one of the first things that I always do is go visit the crime scene, because I get so much information from seeing the space in which the crime occurred. Now, viewers, people who are using the app, the Crime Door app, will be able to actually go to a crime scene themselves. And these crime scenes are accurate. Everything the developer is doing is fundamentally, it has to be accurate.
Well, now, of course, I looked up Kansas City when we downloaded it, and it shows, and it was a sad case because I remember the Kelsey Smith case, and you've also got Kansas City Massacre, but what about, like, Bob Bordello or the slave master, John Robinson? Well, I'm sure, I haven't looked at Wichita, but there was a couple of really hardcore serial killers here in Kansas City.
Yep, you know, and that's going to be as right now there's hundreds of cases that are within the Crime Door app, and they're constantly going to be adding more cases. And then some of these cases, there will be, you know, the augmented reality doors created. You know, not all these cases is the material available, like the crime scene photos that the developers can use in order to create an accurate space. And they don't want to speculate.
Right.
But select cases will have that augmented reality door that, you know, the viewers will be able to walk through the scene itself.
And do you think that there could be any crimes solved with this?
No, I absolutely do. And I think, you know, a door that's going to be released this upcoming Friday on the 15th is related to the Delphi murders. The two girls, Abby and Libby, who are on the railroad trestle, and Libby ends up snapping a video of this man walking towards them. And the hope is that once this door is released, people will walk through this moment in time of when the girls are interfacing with this offender, and there's going to be something about that three-dimensional representation that's going to cause somebody to go, oh, that reminds me of so-and-so, and call that tip in, and hopefully it's the right name.
Listen, if you're just joining the show, Paul Holes, a super interesting guy, a cold case investigator. For 27 years, the new app is called Crime Door, crimedoor.com. You can check it out, the crime scene, the case files. And Paul, man, I have so many questions for you because of just the makeup of serial killers and the mindset of it and how you break up and you find and solve these cases. Anytime, man, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to have you back on.
It would be my absolute pleasure. I'd love to do that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.